We're really closing in at the end of this very interesting Sugya of Tashbisu. A long journey here. We had Abaya, we had Bittul, we had Asishchat. If you notice, I gave you out a Shikur Chazara sheet. The reason why the letters are so small is because, as opposed to Rabbi Fisher, I don't know how to print on two sides. So after frustrating myself and coming out with 20 not balagans, I just made it smaller. And I apologize. Rabbi Fisher promised me sometime in the next 3 years he's going to teach me how to print two sides. Well, and that's A. And B is, if you'll look carefully, it's a good Chazara sheet, I have to say so myself, I sat on it for an hour or two. It's Rashi Prokrim, okay? If you're looking to use it as a copy for your notes that you didn't finish off, it's not. It's just, it's most of the Machlekes Rishayna that we saw. Ayin Shom Heitev, I think it's really good. We have over here the final, on Sunday, Mr. Shem, I'm going to make a wrap up of the whole plot of what I call Zman Tashbisu, of all the Shitas and all the Nafkaminas. And Mr. Shem, on Sunday sometime, we're going to begin the next huge sugya. Things get harder and harder and much more lumpish. We're going to begin the sugya of Lacha, of Ba'ira Ba'imotze, the next blot. Very intricate, very interesting blot, which is intertwined with Chayshim Mishra Tikadinim. We'll make a psicha on Sunday, but that's after we make a wrap up here. What do we have over here? We have the final Maskana of the Gemara of how do we know that Tashbisu is Erev Yontov, which is the chiddush that we've been handling the last week or so, more than that. So Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, I'll tell you what it is, Doctor. He says, it says Tashbisu. Tashbisu means Sreifa, eh? And you can't burn on Yontov, it's an Av Malacha. Aye, says the Gemara, why don't you say Mitarech? What's Mitarech mean? Mitarech, Shehutra, Letzarech, since they're Matar for Eichel Nefesh, they're Matar Shalav, Letzarech, Matar Shalav, Eichel Nefesh. Why do you say they have to be Torah? He doesn't hold to be Torah. The Gemara brings a Raya L'Halachu. That Rabbi Akiva is hold to be Torah. We pass an Halacha that we say Mitarech, okay? That's why you're allowed to carry a matzah on Yontif. Hagam that it's what you call, because they were matur l'tzaruch and shalei l'tzaruch. Okay? Very, very interesting tesis, fascinating tesis, which ties together everything that we learned in the last few weeks. Look inside the tesis, little tesis over here. Lo yamino mitoich. Di'i yamino mitoich. Shari. Slowly, we're going to say very slowly here, okay? Says Tosfos, if we would say mitoich, you'd be allowed to do it. In fact, Tosfos Afikam Tavina Tzorech Hayoyim Tzas. Tosfos Akasha. The Gemara's mavur over here that the reason why you're not allowed to burn it is because he doesn't hold the mitoich. If you'd hold the mitoich, what's mitoich say? That since they're mat nefeichel nefesh l'tzorech, they're mat even shalei l'tzorech. So then you'd be allowed to burn it. In fact, Tosfos Akasha, but you need Tzorech Tzas, that's the din. It has to be epis. Says Tosfos, Masha Mevar, heavy tzorich. That day, Mevar is called a tzorich. Very cryptic, not clear tesis. Why is it a tzorich? Tanach al Nefesh. Elmer, it's a tzorich ktsas. Why is it a tzorich ktsas? So let's stop here. We have an unclear tesis. Tesis says that even though if you would have held a mitoch, you would have been able to burn the chametz. It's not Echol Nefesh. Mitoch Shehut Shehut Letzarech, Echol Nefesh, Echol Nefesh, Echol Nefesh, Echol Nefesh. In fact, Tosfos, but even if it's a Lehel Letzarech, you have to have a Tzarech Tzas. So Tosfos, that day you're doing Bir Chametz is a Tzarech Tzas. The question is why? Comes along the Pnei Yeshua and asks the Kasha, what's the Tzarech? The Rebbeinu Peretz in the back, Pnei Yeshua didn't have a Rebbeinu Peretz, but we have a Rebbeinu Peretz. And they both say that the Tzarech is by Yerobai Motzi. Yeah? They both say by Rabbi Motzi. We're going to see soon in a minute. The Ritva of the Rebbeinu Dov is not much like that at all. But we'll start with this. What's the tzorich? Very interesting. What would matter you to burn it? Hello, it's not a chodav. It's teretz. It's mitach. Teretz shehut shul tzorich. Shehut shul tzorich. But it has to be a tzorich tzas. The tzorich tzas is by Rabbi Motzi. It's a tzorich tzas. Slowly. So it's very weird. Why is the pshat of the Pnei Yeshua slash Rebbeinu Peretz a weird pshat? Maybe that's what Tosfos means. Because by Rabbi Motzi doesn't require me to burn it. It's not by Rabbi Motzi, I can go ahead and throw it out. Like some Rishon, I can put it out to just a Rabbim, I can certainly throw it out to the sea, I can flush it away. It's a weird Zach. You're coming to burn it on Yom Tov. You want to use the Heter of Mitoich. What's the Heter of Mitoich? Mitoich, what's the Tzorech? What's the Navi Shalei Tzorech? I need a tzurich tzas. There is a tzurich tzas. What's a tzurich tzas? Because you want to be over by Yerua every second, right? Fixing hakasha. What do you mean? So by Yerua doesn't need tzefer. By Yerua doesn't need you to go burn it. For by Yerua, it's enough to go ahead and throw it out. So weird tzach. That's called a tzurich tzas. So then what? It's about the shutzvus, by the way. I make a shutzvus between by Yerua and tashbisa. Well, we're coming to explain why you're doing tashbisa. Why are you allowed to burn it? Tashbisa is tzefer. We interviewed Emil Chom Tzal tzefer. Why are you allowed to burn it? Because if the wood would be b'teich, I'd be allowed to burn it. I need a tzarech tzas, I have a tzarech tzas. Because by Yerua doesn't require me to burn it at all. So what do you say, big ray, that the Bayerua is connected to the Tashbisu, and the Bayerua says do the Tashbisu, so since there's a tzarech mitzad the Bayerua, therefore there's an Indian to the what you call it. I don't know, I'm going to have some of the mice over here a little bit, no?
Say that by every
nefesh,
that you don't have to eat
this food. It's not a tiny, by the way. I'm not waiting yet. I don't know. I don't have what to eat. No, that's not true. He's saying, I want to eat this. I'm allowed to eat it. It's a heter of echel nefesh.
I want to be in kind of
tashbisu
like this. I don't know what
that means. There's no tzorich. Halachic version of the Rebbe of Paris, the tashbisu is not called a tzorich. You're not listening. They should have answered tashbisu is a tzorich. We'll see in a minute. They don't answer tashbisu is a tzorich. Why do they answer tashbisu is a tzorich, by the way? Because it's not a tzorich. For some reason, we'll see some why. So what is it, sir? By Yerua is not a tzarech to burn it. By Yerua is not a tzarech b'chal. There's no tzarech to burn it inside by Yerua. They don't think because of Tashbisu. They don't think Tashbisu is a tzarech. They say by Yerua is a tzarech. By Yerua is not a tzarech to go burn it. It's a tzarech in Gadol. One second, slowly. I asked you today to see the Ritva. By the way, this kasha that I just asked you, the Shagazari asks. Shagazari asks on the Pnei Yeshua and the Pnei Peretz. It's pshat. Shagazari is a Simon Pei Gimel. Shagazari is, he doesn't understand. Well, you're making a shutvus over here. It's a funny shidduch. You're talking about Tashbisu, and you're telling me that the tzarech is by Yerua, but mitzad by Yerua, I don't need to burn it. Why is that called a tzarech tzas? Say it's a tzarech in the Shagazari is the kashan. Hold on. In Rabbeinu David that I asked you to see today, I printed it up for you. Rabbeinu David, and the Ritva even clearer, Rabbeinu David says, Ravoros chometz nami lemando mahut mutarasi she tzarech hayoimi. So first of all, Rabbeinu David says clearly, what does it mean, Shezmana hi b'yom hazeh? It doesn't mean Bayero. It means Tashbisu is now, correct? What does it mean to say, Shezmana hi b'yom hazeh? Tashbisu is now. Very interesting, the Ritva expands, and the Ritva says a remarkable Zach. Did you see the Ritva? The Ritva says, why is it called a Tzorech Hayom? Because it's a Zach that the Zman is today, and he gives Mishalom. Did you see the Mishalom that the Ritva gives? The Mishalom that the Ritva gives is all types of mitzvahs which are connected to Yantiv. Luliv, what's the other example he gives? He gives Mat, I don't remember what. Mila, Luliv, all types of mitzvahs. Amad the Maisa, by the way. That means, why is it called a Tzorech? What's the Tzorech? We're talking about, Eichel Nefesh is a Tzorech for Yantiv, right? And what's the Tzorech? Because today is the mitzvah. It's also an interesting type of Tzorech Tzas. Is a Tzorech Tzas to go do Tashbisu? Why? It's a tzorech for yantiv. What's tzorech mean? Tzorech means it's a tzorech for yantiv, right? I have a need. What's your need? I have a need because today is the day of the mitzvah. Like lulav is the day, so it's the zman. That's what the Rebbe Dov is saying. It's the zman of tashbisu, and if it's the zman of tashbisu, that's called a tzorech. What are they saying more than the fact that there's a mitzvah here? We know there's a mitzvah of tashbisu. Sakasha was, it's not a tzorech tzas. You don't have, I have a need for it. Why? Because it's today. And about today's the mitzvah, that's called a tzorech tzas. That's a fascinating shot. Seder. The problem with this is the Pnei Yeshua's famous kasha. Slowly. The problem with this is the Pnei Yeshua's famous kasha. Yeshua says, what does Tosis say over here? That this is a tzorech tzas to go ahead and burn it today. In fact, Pnei Yeshua, it's not a tzorech tzas. How do you know Sefer from? Where do you learn out Tashbisu from? From Noisa. By Noisa, the din is, you learn out of a pasuk, you're not allowed to burn it on Yantav. You burn it the next day. The mitzvah of Noisa is today. The teretz is, we learn out of a pasuk that on Yantav, you don't burn it. You wait for the next morning. Why is there a tzorech tzas? Even it's not echol nefesh, okay? So in order to have a heter, it has to be a tzorech tzas, not echol nefesh, but epis a need. What's the need? If the need is tashbisu, where do you learn tzorech from? You need to burn it?
Because today's the day. Where do you learn out? Nicer? By nicer, we see that you can wait till the next day. You have to wait till the next day. You can't burn another. You burn a hell of a way. So why should Chometz, which is learned out of nicer, be any better? As they affect the Pnei Yeshua, and that's what motivated the Pnei Yeshua to learn, whatever Rabbi said. And that's what motivated the Pnei Yeshua to learn. And that's what motivated the Pnei Yeshua to learn that, it's by Yerubbaal Matzeh. What motivated Pnei Yeshua to learn by Yerubbaal Matzeh? What happens to Tashbisu? Because he says Tashbisu is nicer. Nicer is the next day. You don't do it today. You wait the next day. It's not a tzarech. It's brandish. You do it the next day. Nothing will happen. But we see before in the Rishonim, we saw in the Ritva, and we see in the Rabbeinu Dov, that they learned that the tzarech is the Tashbisu itself. What do you do with the kasha of nicer? What do you say? See, you can say it like that, but that's the Pashtus Kiddush. What do you say? No, because then it's not because of the Sveifa. That comes to Shagas Ayas Kashi. There's a Tzorich now to burn it because of Vayiro, which is cooking every second. Nisa doesn't have Vayiro. Nisa doesn't have Vayiro. By Nisa, there's no clock that's ticking. So the Shad is, I can push it up to tomorrow. But if it's Vayiro by Motzei, so the clock is ticking, so that's a Tzorich today. We have to figure the Shagas Ayas Kashi that, yes, what does Vayiro have to do with burning it? But if I'll grow that Kasha, so then I understand that there's a Tzorich now. You have to get it done. But the Ritva and Rabbeinu Dovitz become a Furish. And we're not talking about Bayiro, we're talking about Tashbisu, because today is the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. So, okay, so what if today is the Mitzvah of Tashbisu? That's not called a Tzorach, you do it tomorrow. One second. So, however, the answer would be, and I find it hard to believe that the Rishonim meant this. The answer would be what you're saying. We spoke a few days ago about the Mishnah Berurah, Tough Mem Dalet. We spoke about a case of a guy who on Yom Tov afternoon, after Sheish Shois, was on his way to a bris of his son, and he remembers that he has chametz at home, where it's going to become chametz. He has chametz. He has chametz, and he can't do bittel because it's after 6 hours. So he has a choice: either he goes home and does tashbisu, or he misses the bris. Said the Mishnah Berurah, said the Morgan Avraham, he has to go home and do bittel. It's a shocking zach. Mila is chorus. Said the Mishnah Berurah that every second Mila is bismana is an inyan of. Not every second you're over. Hashem came by Chometz. Tashbisu was an Isser Asay, and every second you're over. As they state before us in Mishnah Berurah, Tof Mem Dalet, that the reason why it's better to go home than to go ahead and to go do the Mila is because of this Nekuda of every second is an Isser Asay. You're over Tashbisu. It's not just a mitzvah of Kumba say go do it. Say, if that would be the pshat, so then I understand why it's a Tzorach Tzas. Every second you're over, so it's a tzorach to get yourself out of it, like by Yiroah. But it's very funny. That's what the Rishonim meant, that's what the Ritva meant, and that's what the Rabbeinu David meant when they said that Zmana Hayoim, the Zman is today. The Pashtas, you'll agree, they all meant to say that today is the day, today is the Zman. So there's a tzorach to do it, because the mitzvah was given on Yom Tov. They meant to say that there's an Isra, say that you're over Tashbisu every second. Hard to believe. So I want to tell you, Dava Nifla, the Kavod Yantiv, which is a hashlama to this raid. Listen carefully. Say this, and that's the story. Why is it called a tzarech? Again, the Bnei Yeshua have been a parent because of Vayiro. Do we show you and say because the mitzvah is today? And there's a possibility of an Isra say they arrive every second. So listen carefully. There's a Moritik of Mice over here. Listen carefully now. Morgan Avraham and Simon Toffman Vov, Sifkot and Gimel, says a Mabel Dikazat. Listen carefully. The Morgan Avraham is in Tov Mem Vav in the end of Sifkot and Gimel. Listen to the story, and this story brings together everything we just spoke about in a fascinating way. Listen carefully. A guy found chametz on Pesach. Well, he wasn't mevatel it. You hear the story? A guy wasn't mevatel chametz. He finds chametz on Pesach. Leger Behuda, is he allowed to burn it? What does Leger say? Yeah, Mason? He found Chometz on Pesach. He didn't do Bittul. If you hold Ambir Chometz al Shvefer, you're allowed to burn it on Yom Tov Ana. One second. What's the din? I'm talking about Lalocha. We pass in Lalocha that we say Mitoich. So if the guy found Chometz on Pesach that he didn't do Bittul, says the Morgan Avraham, L'chayre the din should be, you're allowed to burn it. We pass in Lalocha Mitoich. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says that if you hold like a Rehudot, and you hold Mitoch, you're allowed to burn Chometz on Pesach, correct? Says the Gemara, same doesn't hold on mitoich. Says the Magen Avraham, that even though we hold mitoich, and even like Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to burn it. Why not? Says the Magen Avraham, a shocking zach, and now we start. Says the Magen Avraham, that this, that it says in our Gemara, that if there would be mitoich, you're allowed to burn it on Pesach, that zach the Magen Avraham, that's only the fi the havimina that I was going on Yontif. But the fi the maskana that Tashmishu starts Erev Yontif. So the zman of the mitzvah was what? Was Erev Yontif. And you didn't burn it Erev Yontif. And now you found it on Yontif. We don't say mitoich. I repeat. The Magen Avraham says la halacha. If a guy finds chometz on Pesach and he didn't do bittul and he's a mitzvah to say Tashmishu and you hold Ebi Yochometz al Shrei for late traces that it's after the zman, you're not allowed to burn it. I we pass him mitoich. Why not? Why can't you burn it? He says that the Gemara, which says by us that you're allowed to go burn it on Yom Tov because of Mitoich, that's only when we had a Havimina that Yom Rishon Tashbisa was the first day of Yom Tov. But now that we come out that Yom Rishon Tashbisa was Erev Yom Tov, and you found the Chometz if the Erev Yom Tov, you found it on the first day of Yom Tov, you don't have a Heter of Mitoich. Factor we keep Eger, why not? You don't have Tashbisu on the first day of Yontif now. Just because Tashbisu went on a journey and moved all the way over to Erev Yontif, you don't have Tashbisu. Why not? You have Tashbisu. You have Tashbisu and you have Mitoich. Again, we have a Morgan Avram who dropped a bomb and said, La halacha, if you find chometz on Pesach without bittul, let Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot burn it, and we don't say Mitoich. I think Gemara says, Mefurish that we say Mitoich. Says the Morgan Avram, that's only in the Havimin of the Gemara that Vayom Rishon Tashbisu means Yontif. For the maskara, the Erev Rishon Tashbisu means Erev Yontif. So you should have done it when on Erev Yontif. So today, when you find it on Yontif, you can't burn it. We don't say Mitoich, slowly. Factory of Kivego, why not? It's Tashbisu. And Tashbisu is a Tzorei Chayayim. And if all Tashbisu is a Tzorei Chayayim, so do it. What's the problem? As if Factory of Kivego, what's the difference if it's Erev Yontif or Erev Yontif? The Ritva, by us, says this Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. The Mitzvah by us speaks out, Mefurish, the Mitzvah speaks out, Mefurish, black on white, is din. That this, that we say, that Mitoich matters you to go ahead and burn it on Yontif, if there will be Mitoich, that's only the Havimina that Yom Rishon means Yontif. But if Yom Rishon means Erev Yontif, and you find it on Yontif, so then we don't say Mitoich. The Shal is what's the Shal. So it's a Marl de Gazach. The Goyin over here on the spot says we don't say mitoich because he could have done it yesterday. He could have done it yesterday. You don't have mitoich. Now that's a huge chiddush in Gidrei mitoich. That's a huge chiddush in Gidrei mitoich by Ochel Nefesh that he could have done something yesterday. You don't have a heter. That's the Goyin. But the Ritva says a shocking zach. The Ritva says, and here we begin the hachava of everything I just said to now. Zok the Ritva, why lahalocha? Even though we pass a mitoich, you can't burn it on yontif. He says, look, if this man would be Yontif, so then the word is, it's a Tzorech Sas, this is the day. But if you belt, the day is what? Is Erev Yontif. So when's the Zman of the Mitzvah? Erev Yontif. Now you're Mila Shalev Zmana, you're not in the time anymore. And if you belt, you're not in the time, it's not called Tzorech Hayoim, it's not called the Tzorech of the day. It's only called the Tzorech of the day if al yedei doing the mitoich, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah bizmana. If you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah bizmana anyway, so then it's not called mitoich, it's not called the Tzorech Hayoim. Not because I could have done yesterday. Now the word is, the din of the Tzorech Hayoim is this a Tzorech to do the mitzvah in its time. But if anyway you didn't do the mitzvah in its time, you didn't do it with mana, the Mela, there's no heter of mitoich, because the Tzorech Hayoim, here's the Lashitasai. If I learn, I'm Evin Yovin, here's the Lashitasai. If I learn that the Tzorech Hayoim, which is the engine that runs the mitoich, is what? Is by your Rabbi Matzei. So there's no difference. If you find chometz on Pesach, you're allowed to burn it if you hold the mitoich. But if I hold that the reason why it's called a Tzorech Hayom is the lashon of the Ritva and the Rabbeinu David, because it's a Tzorech Hayom because today it's today's mitzvah. The Ritva gives a shocking example. The shocking example the Ritva gives is lulav. This is your mitzvah today. It's today's mitzvah. That's called a Tzorech. It's a Yom Tov Tikkun mitzvah.
says the Ritva Moir the Gezach. That's only a Zoy Vay that the mitzvah is on B'yam Rishon, the first day of Yom Tov. So the mitzvah, the first day of Pesach, is to get rid of it. But if the mitzvah was a Vekishtelt on Erev Yom Tov, so if about the Zman of the mitzvah is Erev Yom Tov, now you'll ask me what he's asking, you won't be B'kayim Tashbisu if you go in and do it? Yeah, you'll be B'kayim Tashbisu, Shalom Bismana. And it's a Shalei Bismana. Here the Mashal that he says, he calls it Mila Shalei Bismana. What's the Shalei that's called Mila Shalei Bismana? You'll be B'kayim Tashbisu, but it's not in the Zman. And so what? And if it's not in the Zman, then it's not called a Tzorech Hayoim. A Tzorech Hayoim is that today is the day. So if by Yom HaRishon means the first day of Yom Tov, so today is the day of Tashbisu. There's a Tzorech to do it. It's not a Kol Nefesh. That makes sense. That we understand. But if the Zman moved over to Erev Yom Tov, so today here is Tashbisu, but it's not the Zman. That's not called the Tzorech of the Hayoim. It's a very philosophical Lomdish word. The Tzorech of the Hayoim. The Tzorech of the Hayoim is that today is the day of the mitzvah. The minute that you missed it. What? Sorry? We'll get to that in a second. As I state before in the Ritva. That the Tzorech Hayoim is because today is the day. So that's a Tzorech. It's a Tzorech to do it because of this matter. I want to explain. If it's anyway Shalom Bismana, so there's no meaning in doing it today. I'll do it tomorrow. That's what the Ritva means to say. If it's anyway not today, so it's anyway Shalom Bismana. So I'll do it tomorrow. There's no Tzorech of today, Dafka. If today is the day, and I'm going to do a Bismana, so then there's a Tzorech. But if it's anyway not today, hell, a brilliant heart. Now, I agree with what he's saying. All this doesn't stick with the Mishnah Berurah. Because the Mishnah Berurah says that every second you don't do Tashbisu, you're over in Isser Aseh. Every second you're over in Isser Aseh, slowly. Every second you're over in Isser Aseh. So, here's the part. If the Tzorech Hayoim is Ba Yirah, is B'chal the Bogart of all, doesn't make sense. On the first day of Yom Tov, I have Ba Yirah the same way I have Erev Yom Tov. If the Tzorech Hayoim is the Isser, if the Tzorech Hayom is the Isser, so the Isser is every second, the clock is ticking. What are you pushing it off to tomorrow? Do it now. Now it's the Tzorech to get yourself out of the Bayirah, get yourself out of the Isser Aseh. Do state the heart. Shteita in this Ritva, in this Rabbeinu David, they didn't hold of Isser Aseh. And I'll explain. Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze, they didn't hold of. Why? Because Bayirah and Motze has no Shachas B'chal Tzorech, like the Shachas I was asking. What does Bahi Rabbah want to do a straight for? Why should Bahi Rabbah want to be a tzoruch to go do a straight for? Why should Bahi Rabbah want to be a siba to go do a straight for? What's up? I can get rid of it other ways. Elamai, the Isser Aseh, here I want to drop a bomb. Either they didn't hold of Isser Aseh, either it's a riot they didn't hold of Isser Aseh, or Vaita. And the Isser Aseh also I can get rid of it other ways. Mitzat the Isser Aseh, I don't have to do Tashbisu. Mitzat the Kiyam of Aseh, I have to go to Tashbisu. If there's an Isser every second that you're holding on to the Zach, so then the word is I have to go ahead and dafka do the din of Ebi Chometz El Shreifa was said clapping the Isser Aseh. Is the Isser Aseh is also not called the Tzorech Hayom? Said the Rishayim, I'm already thinking Lom Deshavard. What's called the Tzorech Hayom? The Tzorech Hayom is today the Zman of Tashbisu. That's called the Tzorech. You're going to miss the exit. You're going to miss the Zman. I'm already thinking myself. It's a world war between Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva about why. The real world war between the Ritva and Peretz. Why is doing Tashbisu on Yom Tov? Why is it called the Tzorech of the day? According to the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Bnei Shulz, because of Bayer Rabbi Matze. So the whole Bagan doesn't make any sense. The problem is the whole Pshat doesn't make any sense because the Shagasai is Kasha. Why should Bayer Rabbi be a Tzorech of going and burning it? Up in the Ritva state, the different reason why it's called Tzorech Hayoim. Because today is the Zman of the Mitzvah. And about today is the Zman of the Mitzvah, there's a Tzorech to do it in order to go Chaparayim and Mimikai. That's called the Tzorech, to go Mimikai, the Mitzvahs Hayoim, Lulav, Mila. These are Mitzvahs of today. Says the Ritva, Nifl de Gazach. If that's the Tzorech Hayoim, so what happens? Maskana Sakamara, that the Mitzvah is on Erev Yom Tov. So now the Zman is Erev Yom Tov and now it's Shalom Bismana. So there's no mitzvah sayayim. There's a mitzvah to do Tashbisu, but there's no reason dafka to do it today. It's not going to make a difference. I'm going to do it today, I'll do it tomorrow. I have time to be over every Isser Aseh. For that, I don't need to do Sreifa. Mitzvah the Sreifa, there's no difference of today or tomorrow because I already missed the key of this man. I go, I want to point out something. That's the Pashim Pshat in the Ritva, and that's the Chayyab Pshat in the Morgan of Rome's Din Lahalacha. That you're not going to be allowed to burn it on Yom Tov, and we don't say Mitach. I want to point out something very interesting.
In these words of the Ritva, which is, by the way, a terrorist to Rabbi Kivega's Kash, Rabbi Kivega has done the Magen Avraham, he said, there's pizza yesterday, there's pizza today, but there's takop. So what are we saying? There is, but it's not called the Tzorich of the day. I want to point out something that is a Chiddush here. And the Chiddush is, and the Achronim speak about this, is that there's a concept by Tashbisu called when is the Zman of the Mitzvah? When is the Zman? The Zman was by Yom HaRishon, Erev Yom Tov. The second day of Yom Tov, it's the same Asay. It's a Mitzvah, get rid of Chometz when you have it. No, it's Shalei Bizmana. There's a concept of doing Tashbisu in the right time. There's a concept of doing Tashbisu in the right time. And if you miss the exit and you didn't do Tashbisu in the right time, so since that's not called a tzorich hayom anymore. There's a tzorich to do a mitzvah in the right time, and the maskanas hagemara state amorit gezach. It means there's a big change going on over here. I'll tell you what the change is. The big change that's going on over here is that the after we moved, I want to say what the big change is. The big change is that after we moved Tashbisu from Yontif to Erev Yontif became the zman of Tashbisu. And the first day of Yom Tov is Shaloi Bizmana, like a Mila Shaloi Bizmana. You hear my answer? It's not Lecha. That means we didn't just move it and say, okay, it's going to start from then. That became the Zman. That's the Zman. Atkidei Kach, then, if you're going to find it on Yom Tov, the next day, you won't have a Hetor Mitech. As they stay in the Magen Avraham, as they stay in the Mitzvah. That's Chidushim Neuroim Mamash.
If we start by Shkia, the next day wouldn't be the Torah either.
I can't hear you.
If we start by Shkia, the next day
wouldn't
be the
Torah.
Let's say it
would
start the first day of
Yom Tov. No, the next day would be Shalom Bizman, no Chanami. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that you see that the Yom HaRishon blives the Zman of the what do you call it? No, so it's not like Rashi. All this raid doesn't stim with Rashi because the Indian of burning it on Yom Tov is only if you're like Tosfos that all that the burning is after the Zman. Before the Zman, all this whole fucking Avraham doesn't make sense according to Rashi. According to Rashi, there's no Indian of Sreifa on Yom Tov at all. So how the whole topic doesn't start. This whole conversation about doing a Sreifa on Yom Tov in the Morgan of Rome is only Legitus Toysus. It ain't going to come with Sreifa as Iftrus. I'm explaining to you. Because it says the Yom HaRishon, that's this man. Yeah, that doesn't change. It doesn't make a difference. Okay.